It's a lonely world for a rebel girl. So far from home, she's all alone in a rebel world.
That's the Ides of March right there, ladies and gentlemen. The Rokon Show with Anna DeWatkins right here, 720 WGN. WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour.
Have you seen us?
Live from CDME in Frankfurt, presented by Allstate agent Melissa Potempa. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the Ides of March.
Thank you. Thank you, Ro.
Hey, Jim Peterik, of course, international rock star legend of many decades. He is prematurely purple for people who can see him here tonight.
Great hair. Yes. I love his hair.
Yes.
Thank you.
Well, it's something.
It's something.
Yeah, let me ask you this, Jim. You have a couple of shows coming up. I know one November 5th. Where is that going to be?
Yeah, that's at the Western Springs, the Theater of Western Springs. It's an Unplugged Ides of March show, Storytellers, and that's November 5th. There's still about 300 tickets left. No, actually, there's still some tickets left, and we'd love to see you. And then can I tell them about the other one, Ro?
Sure, Jim.
Oh,
yes,
thank
you can.
Thank you very much.
Because if I said no, they'd boo me now.
Can't say no to that. Yeah. No.
At the Arcana Theater, beautiful downtown St. Charles. It's the Ides of March Christmas show, and it's December 16th. Some of you have been there. It's a great way to bring on Christmas, and, you know, it's a good feeling. So be out there.
Yes. I see you at all the different things, at every show possible, Jim.
Ro, you started our career.
I did. I did something to your career. I don't know exactly what it is.
We've been playing your shows now for about how many years? 16
about almost
years
close now. To 20 years, actually.
Wow.
You and I have been doing these shows together,
it's
so
great.
It's really
great.
Something.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right, now speaking of guys that scare the crap out of me, like Jim's hair and my hair today, Sydney Friedman is with us now. Sydney Friedman is a mentalist, isn't that correct, Sydney?
That's correct.
Okay. Now, what is a mental? And I've seen the promos for the show The Mentalist. I've never actually seen it because CBS, like, other than 60 Minutes, it also scares me. What does The Mentalist do?
Well, I sense things that other people are about to do, or sense a little bit of the future, or sense thoughts and feelings of other people. And some people don't believe in it, and if you don't, I don't care.
Ooh. Yeah,
as long as they have fun with it, this is for entertainment purposes only. But we all can sense things, and you know, you wake up in the morning, get a feel about how the day is going. Or if you have children, they can be in the other part of the house. You can't hear them or see them, but you just get a sense of something's going on. There's some trouble is up. We all have this intuitive ability.
How
do you have kids?
That?
I don't. I have five beautiful nieces, though. That's
five
enough.
Beautiful. Do you know where they are at all times?
No.
Yeah, okay. Do your siblings ever call you and go, hey, where is Janie? I know she is somewhere.
I have helped them out on it.
Yes, I would imagine. All right. Now, you were on the Windy City Live show yesterday, and I saw you there, and I thought, oh, my God, you did something that was so freaky yesterday by making some predictions about the Cubs, which we're going to get to in just a little bit.
Sure.
But also this thing you did with the newspaper that just totally blew my mind, and I'm not quite sure what to do with it. So I just want, how are you able to be able to, is this something that you were born with? Like when you were five, were you like Damien? You creepy?
I was. But no, most of the future cannot be predicted. We're not meant to be known. Most of the future is not meant to be known. But once in a while, the curtain parts on the theater of tomorrow, as they say, you get a little bit of a glimpse. And so I have these hunches, and I go with them. And as you mentioned earlier, every year I predict the Oscars, and over 15 years, I'm about 94%. Last year I was 100%, so on that. So sports, though, is really difficult to predict. I'm terrible at it, and every year I predict the Cubs will be in the World Series, and for 20 years I've been wrong. But yesterday, on Monday, I FedExed an envelope to Windy City Live, and then we opened it on Wednesday, and it predicted some details of Game 1 and the fact that they wouldn't win Game 1.
Ooh.
And so I sensed that. The rest of the series, we'll talk about that later. But
yeah. Yeah. I think you predicted they were going to win last night, though, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Yes, you did. Yeah. And did they...
Because Roe came up to me. He was all worried. You got to tell me they're going to win. You got to.
And Sydney, did they win yesterday?
Yes.
Yes, they did. Yes, that's how... That Sydney had a 50% chance of getting that right, and he got it right. There we go. All right.
It was all me. No, I have nothing to do with it.
Now, Judy Pilak, yeah. our news anchor, is a very, very... She's tough.
We'll try something with her.
Because she doesn't believe in things. She's dressed as Judgy Judy today.
I'm very psychic, though.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was otic is the end of that word, but whatever. Okay, what do you have here?
We'll try something here. I have got a pad of paper, people at home, just so you know what I'm holding here. Judy, look right in my eyes. Look here.
Oh, God.
That's good. Just
keep here
looking.
We go.
I don't want to do that.
I know.
Your eyes could burn out.
And I'm going to write something down. I'm going to write something down here in private.
Writing something in private.
There we go. And I put the pencil. I'll have Roe hold the writing implement. I'll put the pad of paper down. Judy, call out any number from 1 to 100. Just shout out a number.
44.
Now, is that something that just popped in your head?
Yes.
Look what I had written on here. Look.
Oh, wow.
Stop it.
He's totally...
44.
Wrote 44. And I saw him do it.
But did you see that in me, or did I see that in you?
No, I was sensing what you were about to do, and actually,
or are you in love with me now that you've stared at me?
I've always been in love with your voice. You know, I'm in love with you in person.
Judy the Seductress.
Oh, sweet mother of God!
I know.
This actually is the scariest
order
thing ever.
Order in the court.
I'm saying this while I'm looking at Roe's bare legs.
Those are pantyhose. She's got pantyhose.
Yeah, whatever you do, don't look down. I'm actually wearing pantyhose that are now writing down my legs.
Now
past
you know.
My
now you know how we. Yeah. Feel. We
Let me just
to
tell you,
these.
Hairy legs and pantyhose.
Right. Yeah.
It's a very short Ryan Lochte robe that you're wearing.
Yeah. Right. Hello, ladies. All right. So now, that do you believe what just happened?
But
you
seriously, how did that happen? Did you look at me and
was that a favorite number of yours?
No.
It just
Anthony
random.
Rizzo,
what I was doing
44.
Is projecting that number to you.
You projected it to
I
me,
projected
and that's,
to
yeah.
And
so you put me in a
I
trance,
did. Right?
Kind of.
That's and so most of the future, it's about us trying to influence it.
That freaked me out. I'm sorry.
So you had no idea I was projecting.
No,
it to,
no.
Can you project me to get my own show?
You got through my hard shell.
You know, you might need one after today. So that'd actually be pretty good.
When that light turns green on you, then you'll have your own show.
It is on green.
Oh, it is. There
it is.
It
is on
green. There it is.
Yeah, all right. Don't pay attention to the kids right now. They're on double secret probation. All right. So we have that. Now, you brought an envelope with you as well.
Oh, yeah.
What happened to this envelope?
Yeah, well, let's see. Let's involve some of the other folks.
Involve Violetta.
Maybe Kevin and Anna.
Yeah. Okay, let's do that.
All right, actually,
sure. Let's do that. Here, you guys hold on to
that. Hold on to that.
Can I hand them that?
Yeah.
All right.
Hand them
okay.
that. Actually, since we're doing numbers, we'll stay with that here. Let me use a different page here. Okay?
All right.
And actually, Kevin, look right over here. You'll be the first person I call on. Anna, you'll be the second. Ro, you'll be the third.
All right.
And Kevin's holding the envelope here. Kevin, look right at me. Anna, look at me. Okay, great. I'm going to write something down.
I don't know what that is.
This right here. Kevin, call out a number from 1 to 100.
4.
4. And Anna, call out any number from 1 to 100.
52.
And Ro, would you call out a number from 1 to 100?
8.
8. The number I wrote down was actually 53. Is that clearly 53?
53.
53. 53 people at home. Would you open that up, Kevin?
Sure.
And remember, Anna was the second person to... What number did you call out, Anna?
52.
52. You were closest. And she was the second person. Read that out loud, Kevin.
I predict the second person will be closest to the target number. They will be off by exactly 1.
No way.
What?
Come on.
Predicted numbers.
That is incredible.
I rest my case, Judge Judy.
Well done.
You are incredible.
I am totally freaked out.
I know, I am too.
That is all I can say about this.
No, I don't understand.
Can you do one with me? Because I don't believe it still.
We can. We have time?
Yeah, go ahead. Let's go right ahead.
There's a difference between what I do and what, let's say, a magician would do. A magician would take, let's say, a pack of cards, which we happen to have here, and he'd have you choose one. Actually, can you come over here?
Sure.
You can maybe talk into my microphone. I'm right over here to my right.
Do not encourage her.
I'm getting all kinds of warnings from Ro here.
Yeah.
But anyway, a magician would have you choose a card, and it would seem like a totally free choice, but in fact, a really good magician would be able to force a particular card on you, right?
Uh-huh.
Or it would be a free choice, but then you'd return it, and if he was skillful, he'd be able to control it to the top of the deck or a place where he could. We're going to eliminate all that because I'm not going to touch them. You take the cards. I'm going to turn my back, look through the cards. You could even walk away from me if you wish. Look through them, find one card that you really like.
This is so stressful.
All right. Just one.
Okay.
Put the rest aside, and then put that one card right up against your heart.
She
with
just
your hand
actually
covering.
Dropped the card right in front of him, which I thought was a pretty good. That's,
that helps.
Do not, you know, I hope she never becomes a magician's assistant during that whole saw and half thing. Right. Could be very,
actually,
very
what'd be better, put them between both hands, just okay. like this, and there's no way I can see what it is. And make sure your fingers are close so I can't see what it is.
I have small hands.
All right, very good. And what I'm going to try to do is sense things about that. All right, there's black cards and red cards. There's black cards and red cards.
Yes.
And by the way, I have not touched the cards. It's totally your choice. My back was turned to you. And
I'm stressed out for you.
There's black cards. Black is about the past. Red is about the future. You chose a black card because you're focused on the past. It's a black card. Is that right?
I don't remember the color. I didn't know I had to remember it.
You don't remember the card.
This is going great.
Again.
This is really going well.
She's a perfect magician's assistant right here.
I'm going to turn away. Look at the card. Look at the card.
Oh, it is black. I thought it was red. You're right. It's black.
There you go.
That's right, Violetta. You
don't All right.
What happened there?
Well, there's clubs and spades.
Usually, I don't even know what that means. Okay.
This is my fault.
I chose
the wrong.
The spade is the pointy one, and the club is the one with the three circles.
Oh, the clover.
Yeah.
Clover,
right. And in fact, when you just said that, I could sense that that's what you chose. It was the clover. Am I right?
Yeah.
It was the clover.
It was.
Right?
A black clover.
It was black clover, as if there were red clovers, but there aren't. All right, let's see here. So she has now we have to. It's not a picture card. It's not a jack, queen, or king. You know what those are, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but it's not one of those. It's actually a 2 through 10. It's a 2 through 10. You're actually a curious person because when you visit someone's home, you just don't go to where you're supposed to. You peek in corners. You look around.
Oh, my gosh.
Open closets. You open
How
the medicine
true.
Cabinet. Open a drawer.
Of course. I need to know whose house I'm at.
Exactly. You're very curious. And so that's going to be probably a 3 or a 5. It's either a 3 or a 5. Am I right?
Yeah. Oh, my God. I was such a skeptic. I didn't believe this at all.
And this is just totally, totally intuition. And you won't see anybody else quite do this. In fact, it's not the 3. It's got to be the 5. Is it the 5 of clubs?
Yes, it's a black 5 of clubs.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh my God.
That is wild.
Wow. That was
right.
So.
And I wasn't touching them. So it can't be any kind of sleight of hand or anything. This is just totally.
No, it's not magic. You're actually feeling something.
Yeah.
Do you have to be next to a person in order to feel
something?
No,
actually, I can do this. We do this somewhat long distance sometimes, but yeah. But closer is better.
Can you,
especially when they're wearing a traffic light?
Can you tell me what my taxes are going to be for next year? I would like to know that. Or can you actually tell me what Donald Trump's taxes were last year? That would even
We'd
be
all like to know
yeah.
that.
Yes. All right. Now, Sydney Friedman, we'll come back with him in just a moment. Don't anybody move. This is an incredible thing. Now, Sydney, you're going to be, you got shows coming up tomorrow and Saturday, right?
Right. Saturday's all sold out, but Friday there's tickets left, so.
And where is that at?
It's at Davenport. It's a wonderful little cabaret club in the Wicker Park area of Chicago. And 8 o'clock on Friday, and you'll see all kinds of telepathic experiments like this. And
oh, my
it'll
God.
It'll blow your mind.
You are so impressive, Sydney. Amazing.
Thank you.
Amazing.
Already blown mine.
Mine, too.
And if I could just say that we will let you do the Cubs prediction coming up. You can just help us out with that on the other side of this. All right?
Sure. We'll do
okay.
It. Yeah.
All right. Just because you got Violetta had the 5 of clovers. So how you couldn't possibly miss this, right?
In the burning hot, just about to burn.
It's Chip Hickory and the Ides of March. We are here in Frankfurt at CD and me. It's the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis, and the whole staff is here. The whole crew is here. You got Violetta, you got Kevin, you got Judy, and you got Sydney Friedman, who is an absolutely freaky dude who is a mentalist who has now just completely screwed up my whole chakra. I don't even know what that means. And this is all brought to us by, and we'd like to thank, Wooden Paddle Pizza of Orland Park for bringing their delicious wood-fried pizzas in order to, made to order right here during the broadcast. That is really something. All right, Sydney, I need you to predict something here. I know this is part of what you do. Chicago Cubs, it is now tied, 1 game apiece. You did predict that the Cubs were going to lose game 1 and win game 2. That was pretty impressive. And you did that by actually FedExing that answer 3 days ago or 4 days ago to the Windy City Live staff, right? And then we opened that thing live on the air yesterday. That was pretty crazy. So what happens tomorrow?
Well, first of all, I'm terrible at predicting sports, and I got lucky with that one. But my feeling all along has been they'd lose game one and then win the next four.
So, wow.
So that would mean they would they would win it in Wrigley on Sunday night.
At home. How
at
great
home,
would that
which would be?
Great.
But baseball is so, we know this, baseball is so freaky, anything could happen at any moment. That's, so I mean, it's just,
you're saying something's freaky.
I know.
Seriously.
It is. Because most of the time, you know, most people are predicting six or seven games for this series, but I just have a feeling about it. But we'll see.
All right, okay.
As long as they win, that's what's important.
Right, that's what,
that
exactly.
That is what's important.
Right. Exactly. All right, well,
is that your overwhelming feeling that they will win?
Are you a Cubs fan?
Oh, my God. Right. Now, I go to 16, 20 games a year. I've been to two playoff games already, and I've been doing that every year, so win or lose.
Can you predict scores?
I live near the park, too. So
can you predict scores?
Yeah. Well, I did, for Monday's game, I predicted that Schwarber would get on base twice. That was part of the
– That was true.
That was true, right. So
yeah. We didn't even know Schwarber was going to play.
I didn't know what the score would be. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. The guy is totally freaking me out, man.
Me too, because, you know, you think if you're sitting next to the person doing it, there's some trick, but there's no trick.
Right.
It's just truly you have this.
Well, you're all, Ro is all exposed anyway, so there's nothing more to find.
That's
out,
true.
To find
there's
out.
A lot of it.
It's all out there, if you know what I mean.
I never thought, you know, you ever have that nightmare that you're like, you're naked in front of a whole, like, group of people?
You kind of are.
I'm having that moment right now. So here at CDME. Well, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Sydney Friedman, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, Sydney.
Go see him this weekend, Friday.
Tickets
and
at sydneyfriedman.com. You can get tickets there.
Just Google Sydney Friedman, and you cannot miss him.
Yeah, right.
All right. We have got the WGN News coming your way in 2 minutes right here on 720 WGN.